This is Twit.
Let's go ahead and jump into the next bite, because this one is actually very interesting to me personally, because I have a lot of apps on my iDevice that are actually no longer in the store. I use them all the time because they're useful to me. I'm not going to name names, but there's some really good ones there. I always wonder what happens when these things kind of almost get abandoned. Obviously, does it make my device more insecure? Curtis?
Well, interestingly enough, the answer to that question could be a resounding yes. I mean, all of us who have been owners of computing devices, whether laptop, desktop, handheld phones, tablets, whatever, if you've done that for any length of time, you know that applications, apps, come and go. The app that was so hot this week can be something that the developers have abandoned next week. Software libraries, the things that make up those applications, are in the same boat. The people who maintain them come and go, sometimes because their lives end, sometimes because the organization that was employing them and paying them to maintain the library has changed their job, and sometimes just because life intrudes and they get bored and walk away. The software libraries that are no longer being actively developed are a huge problem for programmers and a source of vulnerabilities, and abandoned code bases can also be a huge issue for users. In a report recently published, mobile security firm Wandera argued that many mobile users have applications installed on their smartphones and tablets that are no longer in application development nor offered on the major app stores. The company discovered a significant number of such applications on employees' devices during its regular scanning for security threats. The applications pose security risks, they say, because any vulnerability found in the code will never be patched. The abandoned applications can be on worker devices. They're outdated, not maintained, and those worker devices become enterprise security problems. Now, productivity applications are the most common, as measured by the number of devices that still have an abandoned app installed, according to the report. The original Samsung keyboard software, which came installed by default on some of the manufacturer's devices, is the top application found on smartphones, with 40 times more installs than the next most common, which is the flashlight app. Moreover, the Samsung keyboard application has a known vulnerability, and the Samsung keyboard app is no longer being developed or supported. Now, Apple has taken steps to keep code current on the Mac platform, and it tends to warn well in advance when applications that are not going to be compatible with the new versions of an operating system. That is true as well on iOS. The problem is that even though Apple runs a fairly aggressive campaign, they don't want users to feel that something has been removed from their devices. And that leads some security experts to think that Apple and the major Android platform suppliers should be more active in removing those abandoned apps. Now, Apple does allow users to set the device to offload unused apps in the settings, which can help reduce the danger of abandoned applications. But for now, users should occasionally check their mobile devices for old apps they no longer use and remove them. I know many people who have page after page after page on their home screen filled with apps. I've seen statistics that the average user has well over 100 apps on their smartphone. And you have to ask, if you're somewhere close to that average, how many of those apps do you actively use? So, Lou, I want to go to you first. This is all about mobile apps, but don't you see in your industry desktop and even server apps that fall into the same category that over time they're simply abandoned?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of developer and companies out there that do have actually abandoned applications. It's unfortunate that they don't take their customers seriously enough to warn them of decommissioning or sunsetting of application support. Some of them do the right thing. They usually try to inform you, give you enough time to find another solution. Some of them just go bankrupt and belly up, and you never know, depending on the application. So I think it's basically true to the fact that more things you install on your machine, especially on a desktop, the more chance you lose sight of all those different applications and services that are running and be unaware that things might be vulnerable. And so that's why keeping machines clean is very important, especially desktops. You know, registries are still there and applications still stay dormant for a long time. I know I've installed applications a long time ago, like a lot of my Adobe applications, they install these secret services. Now, granted, Adobe is going to be around for a while, but it doesn't mean that I don't know if a service that's got installed there is now deprecated. They no longer support it and they no longer update it. And it's just sitting there dormant, potentially a security issue. So I tend to wipe my workstations every, you know, so often just to clean out all that extra garbage that's out there. And I'm sure organizations do the same. They re-image machines and push out new updates. But there is a lot of that, and it's unfortunate. And again, even if they do the right thing and let their customers know that they're decommissioning or sunsetting the application or service, sometimes people don't get it. Some people don't know. Or again, these companies just tend to disappear.
Well, Brian, let me ask you, with all this going on, you know, Lou mentioned regularly re-imaging systems. Is that the best answer? That seems like a way to spend a weekend on your device. Is re-imaging the only way to go, or are there other practices people can use to try and minimize these old abandoned apps on their systems?
You know, I just don't have a good answer. You know, the reality is I also do the same thing. I don't migrate machines. I reinstall and all I move is data because there's so much trash left over that I'm moving load. I'm moving stuff that I don't use. So why bother? Because there's an awful lot of stuff, you know, libraries, utilities, special services that are installed because, you know, I'm sorry, you know, programmers are inherently lazy. They don't want to rewrite if something already exists. So they'll kind of piggyback on, you know, a standard utility. So those hooks, those registry entries, those, you know, whatevers are going to be there. So that's what I do. That's also what we did in the military. We did not migrate because there's too much chance of something being left over. Now, I am going to draw an analogy, though. This doesn't just happen in our industry. This happens in all kinds of places. Like, I was trying to fix my electric range. I couldn't even buy parts for it anymore. Even though it was a very common, very popular electric range from General Electric, I couldn't buy parts. I had to search far and wide and find it. You know, it's great. And, you know, it's just the way things go. You know, we go after the shiny. And the same thing happens in the development world. But, you know, yeah, it happens. I've still got production COBOL code. I'm not sure I really want to admit it, but it still exists. I definitely have production Fortran code. It got migrated over from an IBM 370 over to a supercomputer, but it's still the same basic code. So I think it's something we're going to have to live with. It happens all the time. I totally agree with Lou. You need to spend a little bit of time and go through, and do you really need that, you know, last version of Candy Crush, or can you get rid of it? You know, clean up once in a while. You know, spring cleaning. Yeah. When you do spring cleaning for your house, do spring cleaning for your mobile devices. How's that sound?
Well, spring cleaning sounds like the kind of adventure that we all need these days. And we're going to have the opportunity to do it in real life and on our devices.